around the house here on WDBO 107.3 FM and 580 AM. We are live on this Sunday morning, and you are more than welcome to join us. Whatever projects you've got going on around your house, or maybe you realized how hectic hot it was this week and that your AC just isn't quite up to snuff, go ahead, give us a call. 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-WDBO. Those phone lines are open now, or if you want to leave us a little open mic, you can download the WDBO app, and in there is an open mic feature. If you already have the News 96.5 app, that will change on its own. You don't have to worry about downloading anything new. Same open mic feature in there. Leave us a little voicemail, and we'll play that live on air. Or you can just give us the call, 844-580-WDBO. I'm Chris Crawford. Joining me here in the studio this week, we've got Hector Raboyo here in back. We've got George, the leak doctor, in the house, and Tracy from Train as well. We've had a lot of fun in hour number one, and we're going to have even more in hour number two.
Of course.
That's how it always goes.
The band is back.
The band is back. Right.
Band of brothers.
The band of brothers are here. By the way, George, what is your telephone number?
Oh, that's right.
We need to announce in a while.
Our number at the leak doctor is 407-426-9995. I missed that. I didn't realize.
I'm telling you. We should sing.
Our telephone number in ProTech Air Conditioning and Plumbing Service is 407-291-1644. 291-1644. O 407-291-1644.
Sí, papi.
Sí, señorita.
Yeah. 107 point whatever that was.
Yeah. 107. Let's go to the phone lines. Our phone number, 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-WDBO. Let's go to Rich. He's calling in from Melbourne. Rich, welcome on the show. How are you doing this morning?
Doing awesome. And first off, I just wanted you guys to know you sound fantastic. It's so good having you back in the studio again.
Aw, thanks.
I know that you probably preferred to broadcast from home, and I know it's a lot easier for
you.
He says tongue-in-cheek, but you guys sound great, and I want you to know how much I appreciate you. This is kind of geared towards Hector real quickly. Hector, I called you a couple of months ago asking you your opinion on, as far as saving electricity, is it better to crank your thermostat up during the day when you're not home, or just leave it at a steady temperature? I know you get that question a lot. Well, you suggested just leaving it at a constant temperature.
Hello?
Over 2 months, now this is going to be a good test with the heat that we're getting right now.
Yeah.
But I noticed at the same time last year, I'm averaging 10 to 15% less in my electric bill. So it's a, and the other plus to that, obviously, is walking into a nice house that's already, you know, I don't have a programmable thermostat, but it's nice. It's wonderful overall. And that's I just want you to know that I appreciated your advice, and you're saving me money, brother.
All right, sir. Thank you. Send me the check. I didn't say that. No, thank you. That's great. Thank you for the feedback, and that's what we are. I mean, hopefully everybody listened to you. Just keep it steady. Just leave it alone. Sometimes it's better.
You know, that's not what we do in our home. It's interesting to hear you say that, because we leave, you know, a set time, and it goes up to a little bit higher, and then it's programmed to such that maybe an hour before we would normally come home, it begins to drop down. But you're saying keeping it consistent?
I mean, it's okay. I'm gonna contradict myself again every single time. People sometimes go 5, 6, 7 degrees, and that's crazy.
That is hard to overcome. Sure,
2, 3 degrees. To me, 2, 3 degrees is consistency.
I got you.
Okay, but no more than that. And the new thermostats are they had a feature inside built hiding in there. They call it intelligence.
Intelligence
and recovery. What it means is they calculate for the last 7 days how long it took to get to the set point that you want them to be.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't really, if you say, for example, at 4 o'clock, I want to be at 74 degrees. They calculate the last 7 days, they took 45 minutes to get to 74 degrees. They're going to start running the air conditioning before even you think about it. They're going to start running.
Really?
Right.
Yeah, they are smarter. I mean, they just trying to say, okay, last 7 days, it take average 45 minutes to get there. So they're going to start anticipating running their air conditioning before that way. At 4 o'clock, they're at 74.
I wonder with the heat that we've had as of this past
week. Oh, they're going to make it run 24 hours.
Yeah. It's coming on at 2 o'clock, right?
It's not going off.
Yeah.
But if you do 1, 2 degrees, it will be able to catch up. But you do more than that in this kind of heat, mm-hmm. and you will never catch up. You will never catch up.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right, let's go. We can go back to the phone lines, 844-580-WDBO. Jim calling in from Palm Bay. Welcome on the show, Jim. What's your question?
Tankless electric water heaters. Just kind of want to know what you guys think about them. And let me give you a brief scenario. Two people over the age of 70 taking one shower a day and the dishwasher one maybe three times a day. And that's about all the hot water we use.
You run your dishwasher three times a day or just washing dishes in the sink?
Three times a week.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We were starting to think you cooked a lot. You ate a lot.
Well, basically, we don't use much hot water. We may rinse off some dishes in between and a bucket of water for cleaning, but that's it.
If that's it, yeah.
That's it. You're never going to see yourself.
Exactly. You know, if you took long showers or you enjoyed hot water a lot more, you'll get to enjoy the benefits of having a tankless. But if for what you use the hot water, you know, as much as you use it and as short as you use it, I don't see you really enjoying the benefit of a tankless. I love a tankless water heater, but, you know, you want to use it. I don't hear you using it a lot.
Yeah, tankless water heaters are nice with teenagers.
Yeah.
And a lot of people in the house. But yeah, definitely, you put in all that extra money there, you're never going to see your money back, and you want to see it in that way.
Right.
You never see money back. Yeah. Correct, George?
No,
after you spend
the
money,
the
you never see your money back, no
and
matter what you do.
It's a great benefit to have tankless, but not in the way he uses it.
Yeah.
How long have those been around?
I will just consider continuing with my regular water heater in this case and keep it like that. 70 years, and you say you take just one shower a day. Yeah, I will.
And it's not a long shower, you know, because the tank, you're not going to, it's more of an instant time, or when it gets there, it's a lot quicker, but you just wait another minute, you're going to save a lot of money.
Correct.
You know, for the water to get to wherever it is. And your water heater might be located to the point that when you turn the shower on, you know, you get hot water fairly quick.
And almost you can put a timer in the water heater. And say, you know what, work for 4 hours a day, the water heater, put in the rice, because, you know, some people, I mean, when you are retired or something like that, your schedule almost is fixed.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, you know, you get up at 8 in the morning, you take a shower, and that's all.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to be doing more than special stuff.
What's making you think about a tankless water heater, sir?
I was just thinking about the electric consumption, but a timer is a good idea. And I don't know. I was seeing these pouches and stuff that are $220 for like $200-$300.
Right.
But that's not the way to go. Or
comfort wise, I don't see you getting a lot of benefit out of it. Is it going to be for the cost? I don't see the benefit.
No, I mean, I don't see it. Honestly, for comfort, for 10-15 minute showers. You're not going to do more than that.
Right.
No more than that. You can take 10, 15-minute showers with a 50 gallons, and you had the same amount of comfort.
A 15-minute shower?
Yeah. Well, you want to be – I mean, that's the reason for – that's one of the reasons, the benefits of having a tankless.
2 gallons per minute. Yeah. It's 50 minutes. You got 30 gallons.
But see, that was one of the big benefits of tankless.
No, I'm saying, who takes a 15-minute shower?
But you could with a tankless.
In the house.
Really?
I ask a lot of times when we want to get, say, you know, do you take long showers, or if we're looking for a leak or something like that, because people can take long showers.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
If you take a long shower, but you know what people, when people would be have a tankless, they would take longer showers because you got more hot water. It seems like as long as you're in there, you got hot water.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and
you just
don't have
stay
any hair to wash like I do.
I know, right? Oh, so you would love a tankless though, you know, because you get to stay in there. But again, what I'm hearing, it's because of that reason you don't take long showers, so it's not going. You don't get that benefit that you would get with a tankless, because that's a huge benefit. You just endless shower, you know, hot water. It's like it's endless. You know, back when we were doing a lot more conservation, that was one of the things people going with tankless, but they found the water consumption was even more because they stayed in the shower longer.
It felt good.
You know,
and if you do a lot of dishes and you cook a lot and you do a lot of that extra stuff, yes, I will consider that one.
Right,
but Jim say no, not doing any extra stuff. I won't spend that, because it's approximately another 60-80% in expenses.
They have to put more.
Jim, in this case, I always recommend it. I always say yes. But this time I would say no.
I would agree.
So let me ask you this, you both of you gentlemen in the plumbing business. Which is more effective cost, hand washing your dishes every meal or putting them in the dishwasher and running your dishwasher?
I don't do it. I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of a personal, washing. I don't see enough difference in it. Mm-hmm. To say one's better than the other, in the dishwashers, you're not washing them.
For mm-hmm. the cleaning part, depends how germophobic you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not about the savings. Some people I notice here, because in Colombia we don't have
this. You're the dishwasher, right?
Yeah, the dishwasher is a nice lady over there.
It's your mama.
The ponytail over there. And that's cold water. Cold mm-hmm. water is not even mentioned in there. So the thing is they do it more for the hygiene, mm-hmm. the killing the bacteria and all that stuff, because putting in the dishwasher, running the extra heat and all that stuff mm-hmm. to kill the bacteria. Mm. That's the extra thing that I see. That. For benefit-saving water,
right?
I don't see too much.
Yeah. Difference. See, I like to put things in the dishwasher, and my husband likes to hand wash things. So I let him do the dishes.
That's a simple solution. But you're just two people. I mean,
it's just the two of us, right?
That's what it is at my house.
That's for two people. It's overkill. I go with the tank, regular tank in this case.
Yeah, regular tank, yeah.
When I timer in the morning, I will use the timer in the morning only, and that will use the benefit of heating the water the whole day.
Right.
And I put the timer for 4 hours, maybe from 4 in the morning to 8 in the morning, and you will have plenty hot water for the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
All right, good stuff there, guys. 844-580-WDBO. That's the number you got to call if you want to join us here live in the air. 844-580-WDBO. We'll be back with more of your calls. And, of course, if you want to hit us up on the open mic feature, that is available as well in the app. You're listening to Around the House on WDBO 107.3 FM, 580 AM.
Now the three big things you need to know.
Waiting to see if Florida will have another record-breaking day of new coronavirus cases. And now the CDC says the number of infections could be up to 24 times greater than reported.
Who?
A reminder that in Orange County and Orlando, you have to wear a face mask in public. In the news at 8:30, I'll tell you about the beachside community with new rules that have just taken effect.
One.
The Rolling Stones are threatening to sue President Trump if he keeps playing their music at his campaign rallies.
When you get the app, you get our alerts. Stay connected to breaking news with our free app and listen everywhere you go. This is News 96.5 WDBO, where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic.
Back to work at that J-O-B, the one you realized isn't for you? Well, that's if you're lucky, right? Make your move. You can start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Take control of your future now. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
If you have a specific medical problem, you call a specialist. Broken leg? Call an orthopedist. Cataracts? Call an ophthalmologist. At Premier Men's Medical Center, our doctors specialize in ED and PE. Listen to Dr. Schwartz, a renowned expert in men's health.
I'm Dr. Schwartz. If you're experiencing ED or PE, Premier Men's Medical Center has custom blended medications to help you last longer in the bedroom, regardless of age or past medical history, with no pain or surgery. In fact, you'll see results right in the office, guaranteed, or your exam is free. Patients are now lasting 30, 60, 90 minutes or longer. And best of all, the treatments are affordable.
Men, if Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra have let you down, call Premier Men's Medical Center for a private consultation with our highly skilled physicians. Call 407-674-5738. 407-674-5738. That's 407-674-5738.
This hour was paid for by the host and does not reflect the opinion of News 96.5 WDBO. You know our name, WDBO.
Wait, weren't you on 96.5?
Yeah, but we moved to 107.3 FM and AM 580.
Oh, so what about my news? What about weather coverage and hurricanes? It is hurricane season, you know. Oh, and traffic.
Well, you still get all your news, weather, and traffic coverage that you come to rely on from WDBO. Oh, and you can still rely on us for hurricane coverage before, during, and after a storm. Welcome to the new homes of WDBO, 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's news and talk.
Welcome back to Around the House here on WDBO 107.3 580 AM. Our phone lines are open at 844-580-WDBO. Go ahead, give us a call, 844-580-WDBO. To those phone lines we go. Eddie is calling in from right here in Orlando. Eddie, welcome on the show. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, all right. So I have a question. My wife and I, we just bought our home in November, and the air conditioning unit is old. They're two different brands. One's a Philco, the air handler, and the condenser is a Hair. No. Anyways, we're looking to replace the unit, and
seriously, you need a recommendation from me? I could give you one right now.
Well, no, we're going to replace it. But the question is, we've been told that we can use a electric heat as opposed to a heat pump.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? What's the difference between the two? And cost-wise, as far as energy and stuff, do I benefit more from one than the other?
Yes, sir. Okay, that's a great question. I mean, this is really simple. Everybody tell me, don't worry about the heat because nobody use heat in Florida.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's everybody said. As soon the first day it gets 60 degrees outside, everybody call and say, what is my heat? What is my heat? What it means is heat pump is the outside unit work in cooling and heat. That means it can bring the heat or can bring cool. At the period of time that you need to be, so it will save you a lot of electricity in the winter time. That's what it means. In cooling time, I mean in summer, in this time, it will just work as normal, like, and normal. Cooling the house and there. But when it get in winter, your electrical bill not gonna get those kind of spikes. How much money you gonna save in having a heat pump or a straight cool? That's what they call it, straight cool. And in different in price and cost installation, no more than $400 between one or the other ones. So that's what is our difference here in our price books. Is
explain to them about how that electrical heat takes effect in the winter on the straight cool.
Correct. Okay. So the what happened in this case is when you get the heat in winter time, your electrical, you need to be sure you got enough heat capacity. That means electrical wire is big enough to support heat. If not, your wife is going to tell you, hey, you're trying to cut $400, and now we suffered those 3, 4, 5 nights that it was really cold in Florida. That's all it's going to be, 4 nights that really cold. And you're going to feel like really uncomfortable. And no matter how many covers you put, your nose is going to feel really, really cold.
We had some cold this winter.
Right.
Yeah, remember?
We really did unusually cold this winter. A couple of weeks. They were really nice couple of weeks. Either. So you're going to have to pay a lot of electrical debt. So if your electrical panel and your electrical wires are not big enough, you're going to have to put a small heat. So you're going to spend a lot of electricity to try to warm your house in there. So my recommendation for $400 difference, that's all you're going to save. And remember, it's not just for 1 year. It's for the next 12 to 15 years. It depends on the life of the unit. So you don't know what is going to be the next 12 winters in life.
Mm-hmm.
So
no, I agree.
If
totally
$400
agree.
Difference in the, between the heat pump and straight cool, go in the heat pump, you'll be safe, and your wife going to love you forever.
Wouldn't you say that more people that go with the straight cool are perhaps snowbirds that have come down to Florida? They're used to the colder winters. Our winters to them are milder. I've seen that. I don't know necessarily about what your segmentation looks like, but
And most of the people they don't remember they're gonna get older.
Oh no, no one gets older.
Nobody's gonna remember they're getting older, so they're not gonna remember.
That's a wild tale.
And they're not gonna remember they're gonna bring grandma or grandpa to live with them in the future, and they're gonna be more uncomfortable. Okay. So to me, Eddie, don't save those $400 in trying to put that one into. To save today, because you don't know what the future is going to bring you in 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 12 years from now. So be safe now. Put the heat pump. And the other second thing is you put a heat pump in a high-efficient Sears, the power company, it will pay you the difference because they're going to give you a rebate. Mm-hmm. So, for example, Duke Energy, if you got Duke Energy, if you put a 17 Sears, S-E-E-R, they give you $600 back. If you don't have that one in 17 SEER, pretty much they pay you the update to get a heat pump, correct? Or you see they give you up to $200 or something like that high. So they paid you for having heat pump. So, Eddie, go with the heat pump. That would be my recommendation.
They're paying you.
Walk away from this and say heat pump. Yep.
Okay. All right. Good stuff there.
Well, I'm sorry. Can I ask one more quick question?
Yeah, absolutely. Go for it.
Awesome. Goodman or Carrier?
I'm sorry.
Train.
Do you not know who I am?
I rescind the permission for you to ask one more question.
Okay. Go with the straight cool.
Eddie, you hurt feelings in here so bad. Let me tell you one thing. I mean, all brands has a good and bad things. Of course, we sell Train here. We got Tracy. Tracy worked for Train. She's been working for Train for a long time. We are dealers from Train. We've been dealing for Train for 30-something years. It's my last time I record. We love Train. We can sell any air conditioner that we have in the market. Train is the best in the market, and I put my hands on fire for that because I've been doing it for so long. The other brands are great brands. So don't take me wrong.
That is true.
I mean, it's...
George, you're fired.
I know, right? We're still not a Train. But they're good. They cool
really,
house.
Right.
Really what makes the huge difference is who is installing it.
Correct.
Who is pulling the permit? Right. Who's running the new copper line? Who's running the new thermostat wire? Who's running, putting the platform, making everything level, the concrete pad? Who's going to be there? Who's going to be with you, Eddie, for the next 12 years? Almost you get married with somebody for 12 years. That's the bottom line.
Right.
So,
a box is a box, right? It is the same equipment.
You mentioned you got your wife. You want to be sure she's happy for the next 12 years, at least. After that, you have to buy another unit, trust me. But that's what it's going to be. So Goodman or Carrier, they're great units. I mean, don't take me wrong. It's who's behind installing it. Train is the best one in the market. I put my hands on fire again because it's Hector Hart.
Yes.
That's right.
And that's why we're here. It is hard to stop Train. So, guys, thank you, Eddie. We're going to the commercial. If you want to buy a unit, Eddie, please give a call, 407-291-1644.
That's right.
We can sell it for you. We can install it this week for you. We can make it happen.
And you can give us a call right now at 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-WDBO. You're listening to Around the House on WDBO 107.3 FM, 580 AM.
This is the new home of WDBO.
WDBO.
107.3 FM and AM 580. Orlando's news and talk. And where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic 24 hours a day. Listen on the WDBO app or at WDBO.com. Live team coverage
starts now.
8:31 and we're warming up already. I'll check that hot forecast in about 5 minutes. A top local story. Waiting to see if Florida will have another record-breaking day of new coronavirus cases. Yesterday, we saw the highest number of new cases ever, with more than 9,500. That puts Florida's total at more than 132,000. A mask mandate is now in place in Daytona Beach. Here's the city's mayor, Derek Henry.
The surge in numbers and the health crisis that is besetting our community, I think it's important that we go ahead and establish the importance of all who live in Daytona and who visit our city to be as safe as possible.
Well, that means most people in that city are required to wear a face covering in public. There are some exceptions. Coming up, a sign of normal times at Disney.
This is
WDBO,
where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic.
It gets real hot really fast today. Our high, 97, the heat index above 105 this afternoon. From Channel 9 Eyewitness News, I'm meteorologist George Waldenberger.
I'm Dave Wall, WDBO, interactive with the radar, not showing any shower activity. Little haze right now, 82, sunshine in Orlando. Around the house continues in just a couple of minutes. CDC now reporting that the total number of COVID-19 infections may be up to 24 times greater than reported, and we might be getting a prediction of when the virus could peak.
Senator Rubio says health officials in Florida tell him they expect this surge to peak between July 15th and July 23rd. Now, Rubio says young people are driving this surge. Right now, the median age of people testing positive in Florida is just 34 years old.
As reporter Zachary Keish, today people with single-day tickets can reserve their spot to visit one of Disney World's four theme parks. Company put a new system in place because of the coronavirus to limit the number of people who can visit the parks each day. We're following a developing story this morning. Two people killed, four injured. A shooting at a Walmart distribution center in California. You find the new information in the WDBO app. 8:33, I'm Dave Wall, WDBO, 107.3 FM and 580 AM.
Hi, I'm Mike Lester, the founder of Talon Wealth Management. Like me, your first priority is probably keeping your loved ones safe and healthy. But I also realize that with so many unknowns, the economic headlines can feel overwhelming. I'm here to encourage you to take a deep breath and get to work on a strategy for moving forward. If my team and I can help, visit guardingyournestegg.com and we'll all get through this together.
Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advisory services through Retirement Wealth Advisors, Inc., a SEC registered investment advisor.
Get out there. Yep, that's what we said. Get out there with your resume. It's true. You've heard the news about historic unemployment numbers, but there's positive news out there too. Companies are still hiring. You just have to know where to look. And where you should look is CareerBuilder. CareerBuilder has over 300,000 open jobs listed right now, and most of the positions do not require a college degree or prior experience in the job title.
Today in Orlando, CareerBuilder has over 14,000 new job listings. Positions like retail supervisors, registered nurses, customer service representatives, and heavy and tractor trailer truck drivers.
Visit careerbuilder.com to create a resume for free. Upload a resume, search jobs near you, and let our technology connect you to employers. Now, more than ever, we're working to support the mainstream American workforce and to help you find a job fast. Visit careerbuilder.com. CareerBuilder, we're building for you.
Hey, it's Sean Hannity, and you are listening to WDBO, where Orlando turns for breaking news, weather, and traffic 24 hours a day.
Weather brought to you by ProTech Air Conditioning and Plumbing Services.
Good Sunday morning to you. Take it easy if you're working outside today, because it'll be another hot day at 97 this afternoon. The heat index above 105 at times. As far as rain, only a slight chance, 20% for an isolated storm later today in your neighborhood. From Channel 9 Eyewitness News, I'm meteorologist George Waldenberger.
Now, WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580.
Safe Touch Security.
Triple Team Traffic.
Things moving very smoothly along I-4 east and westbound, as well as our other expressway. The 408, the 417, the Beach Line, and the Turnpike throughout Orange, Osceola, and Seminole counties. A very smooth ride this morning. Colonial East and Westbound under I-4 is currently shut down thanks to construction, so just stick to your surface streets nearby to get around it. With traffic alerts every 6 minutes in the morning, we're helping you get to work on time. From the WDBO Triple Team Traffic Studio, I'm Stan Morris.
This is Channel 9 Eyewitness News, Chief Meteorologist Tom Terry. This is where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic, WDBO.
Hey, it's Joe Kelly. Join me for Orlando's morning news every weekday morning starting at 5. Just ask Alexa to set an alarm and wake up to WDBO. And when you get into your car, it'll make sure to get you to work on time with triple team traffic and help you get around the changes from the I-4 Ultimate Project.
Now, our Ask the Experts weekend continues on WDBO.
Welcome back to Around the House here on WDBO 107.3 FM 580 AM. Our phone lines are open if you want to join us here at 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-WDBO. And I've been talking all show about our open mic feature, which is in the app. You can leave a little voice memo question of sorts for the show. And Chase has told me that we do have one of those. So, Chase, let's head to the open mics. Let's go ahead and play that.
Would you please discuss the pros and cons and efficiency of water-to-air AC systems? Thank you.
Take it away.
All right. I wasn't prepared. I was playing myself.
Chase, all right. Well, now that we have Hector's undivided attention, let's go ahead and run. We'll run that back one more time.
Can you translate it to Spanish in the meantime?
Go ahead and play it again, Chase.
Would you please discuss the pros and cons and efficiency of water-to-air AC systems? Thank you.
Oh, wow. Water-to-air air conditioner. Okay, you got me right there. I was especially the tone of the voice. I got like, this sounds like mysterious voice. It got me totally. So water-to-air. Okay, that's kind of the calling chillers.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a chiller unit. It's really applied for commercial buildings, for big units, big things. There is in a large houses, I see it, and I hear in houses that are really large houses, they have multiple air conditioner units. Sometimes they use water to air air conditioner units. They're really good. They're really efficient. They're a headache. Why?
Yeah.
Because not everybody knows how to work it. Mm-hmm. So you almost have to marry with one brand.
What about, especially in residential, you have to get rid of that excess water because it just keeps running. Mm-hmm. You always said they have a lot, the grass is always greener because the sprinkler head is always running, It's always running.
Correct.
But one other thing, I used to hear him say, working on chillers, in a pipe fitter, where it cools way faster. What is, like 40 times faster. Water cools faster than air.
Correct.
That was one of the big things, but that's right. That's commercial. You rarely see them in residential.
Yeah. We got some applications in residential.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. There are some applications in there. There are in Mitsubishi has some products in that kind of line, and the train, Mitsubishi train has some in those there. It is really fancy, really advanced,
fancy.
And there are really well done machines. And if you got a house that got maybe 4 or 5 air conditioner units, did you want to put that kind of money?
Yeah.
I would say yes. Start doing that kind of things. But if you got a single house and things like that, it's not too much working for that because you're going to need some pumps. You're going to have to be sure the water, what is the water you're going to have the water? What is the water is going to be? What kind of water treatment you're going to have?
Yeah.
What is going to be the treatment that you're going to need to do? So it's not really justified in that moment.
We don't see it very often on the residential side.
Exactly.
It actually is handled by our commercial side.
Correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it became a problem is not many people know how to work it.
Mm-hmm.
And the technical part is not that complicated. The problem is the majority of the technicians got scared about it, honestly. They got, this is water, this is sensors, and they're trying to run away because they are used to see the same kind of product every day.
Right.
So they became harder to work. And the parts are not too much available. So they had to always be waiting for parts. So when they break, they don't break that often. That's the good news.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is about water flow. And if you control the water flow, you're golden. You got good air conditioning.
You got to be on a well when you think, because it's using water all the time.
You need to know where the water circulation is going to be. Sometimes in the past, I see they were using lakes. Yeah, there were underground water.
Right.
There were towers. There were cooling towers in there, the wind fans. And, again, it is a well-done equipment. It's old. This is not new. This is not new technology. This is older than there. But pretty much...
Dirt's old.
Yeah, there is old. Last time I checked was one of the old ones. But it is there. It's available. And yes, I installed a few in the past. Mm-hmm. I know how they operate. I don't know what else to say. I mean, it's hard to... The microphone open now. They lived. You can't get out of the garden. Sorry.
It's a good little way if people aren't really comfortable calling in since you don't have the text line anymore. But again, that's in the.
Oh, we don't have the text line.
We don't have the text line anymore. So that's our new text line.
Is that a new thing for the 96.5?
It's part of the move over.
WDBO.
WDBO. So we don't have the text line, but we have this open mic feature, which we use during the week on the morning show, on the news shows all the time.
I hear it all the time.
The weekday. Listeners are really used to it, so we're trying to transition people who listen more on the weekends to use it as well. It's a quick and easy way, and it gets the conversation going a little bit easier, too. Okay. So it's just a cool little feature in the app. Just open mic and leave a little voice. You don't have to worry about anything. It's all controlled by somebody
else. Finally, you start testing. When they got you testing, now they just confuse you again.
That's exactly right.
But we still get the phone calls, too. Okay. We're actually going to go to Tom. He's calling in from Kissimmee, and if you want to call in the show, you can, 844-580-WDBO. Let's go to Tom. Tom, welcome on the show. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, guys. Good morning to you all.
Good morning. Good morning.
I have a 2013 SEER rating, and it seems it was running good, but I haven't used it in a while. And then when I turned it on about a few days ago, it wasn't the air wasn't going through. The air handler didn't turn on, but the condenser did turn on. So I was wondering, do you think it could be the capacitor?
Just tell me the part that you said you didn't use in a while.
That's the first part that alarms me.
Everybody raised up when he said that.
You are in Florida. You need to use that one.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it could be the capacitor they got stuck in there or something that doesn't get the blower to go through. And we need to be sure we check the 24 volts. They're going through the contactors first. So they're sending the signal to the thermostat telling the contactors in there inside their handler to send the signal to the fan to turn it on. And that will be the first kind of line of defense. And after that, go to the outside and start checking all the high voltage and low voltage steps. I don't know how good you are when electric parts, careful, because high voltage is high voltage and it will kill you. You don't know which wire to touch. But yeah, that will be the first two steps I had to do. The other one is that you had a flow switch. If you got a flow switch, could be open. And that's what it kind of telling the fan to stop and that's not let the equipment to run. So those are kind of the first safety things that will take in consideration before they start going deeper and see why it's not running.
Okay, that sounds great. Because the unit was running great. It's a 3.5-ton unit for a 1,500 square feet home. And it was really running good. It looks really good. It was cooling really good. And just for that, you know, capacitor or whatever that you say it might be an open electric current or something. But I'm not really adept in that. I don't really want to mess with that. Is there someone that I could call that could come over and look at it?
Yeah, definitely. You can give us a call.
407-291.
1-644.
Protect.
We can go check it out for you, and we can give you a diagnostic and help you with this process. Or the next easy step will be trying to check the easy points is just go to the unit, go check the flow switch. The flow switch is the little pipe with the two wires, the black wires, usually in top of the pipe. They see there is water inside those containers. And if you got water in there, it's because your flow switch is activated. That will be the first step. After that, you don't are familiar with that kind of basic steps, I wouldn't recommend you to do more than that, because more likely you can hurt yourself, and I will feel really bad.
That sounds good. Yeah, because I was looking there, I was looking on the internet for the location of the capacitor also, and I just don't see it in that air handler. Where is it actually located?
The capacitor, there are multiple capacitors. Depends. Yeah, careful with that one. So be sure you got your break it off. And you don't want to hurt yourself. I want you to break it off. Be sure the inside and the outside are off. The capacitor is one located outside for the condenser. And the capacitor could be two capacitors, one for compressor, one for the fan. And it's another capacitor inside for the fan motor, for the blower fan motor. And it's next to the blower wheel. And depends if the unit inside is a variable speed motor, you're not going to have a capacitor. So depends on the model number that you have, you can have, or maybe you don't have. And it could be a relay panel or a smart device in there. So, my friend Tom, you're going to need to call a professional this time.
That's what I was thinking myself, sir.
Yes, sir.
So I might get a hold of you guys and they can come over and take a look at it. Because I don't want to mess with something I really don't know, you know, like especially when it's high voltage like it is. So
yeah, it is high voltage, really, and you don't want to hurt yourself. So write down this number, 407-291-1644. 407-291-1644. It's better to give a call today because most likely it's going to be tomorrow the next available appointment. It's crazy. Everybody's calling. Everybody want it now.
It's Hector Hart.
It's Hector Hart. They want it now. Why are you not here? Because you didn't even call me before. So it's that kind of crazy. So we're going for that one now. So we'll be back. We're going to the break. But, George, give me your telephone number before we go to the break.
407-426-9995.
All right. Train.
It's hard to stop a train.
It's hard to stop a train.
let me remind you. Train.
Train. No, the other ones. Train. It's the only one we sell here because it's the only one who really is hard to stop train. All right.
And you can still call in 844-580-WDBO. One final segment coming up here. Go ahead and get your call in. 844-580-WDBO. You're listening to the Around the House Show on WDBO 107.3 FM 580 AM.
Now, the three big things you need to know.
Three.
As the number of coronavirus cases keeps increasing at record levels in Florida, we look in the news at 9 on the recent uptick in Seminole County.
Two.
New from overnight, a protest in downtown Miami started out peacefully on Saturday evening, but ended up with police blocking an interstate using tear gas as protesters ran away screaming and in tears.
One.
Democratic candidate Joe Biden is slamming President Trump over a New York Times report about Russian bounties to kill U.S. soldiers. President Trump tweeted this morning the report is fake news.
Welcome to the new home of WDBO. We have a new phone number, too. 844-580-WDBO. We still want to hear from you. Use the open mic in the WDBO app or call us. 844-580-WDBO. That's 844-580-9326. We're still friends and neighbors.
Hello, neighbor.
And your voice will always be heard here on WDBO, 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's news and talk.
Why do people hire a financial advisor? Frankly, it's because they want to be sure they'll be okay. An advisor's ultimate value add is to help you achieve your financial goals while relieving stress, particularly in times like this. For more than 40 years, certified financial planner professionals at Certified Financial Group in Altamont Springs have been serving as fiduciaries when providing financial planning and investment advice for a fee. We've seen it all. Black Monday, the dot-com bust, 9/11, the Great Recession. And through it all, our clients have looked to us to be the steady hand in stormy weather. So if your financial planner is not certified, or perhaps you feel your current relationship is lacking, give us a call. Remember, anyone can say that they are a fiduciary, but only certified financial planners are legally obligated to act in your best interests. And we have 12 of them under one roof. In fact, we put our fiduciary obligation in writing. 407-869-9800 or on the web at financialgroup.com. That's financialgroup.com. We're the Certified Financial Group, and we're planning tomorrow, today.
Management for a fee through Certified Advisory Corp, a registered investment advisor, online at financialgroup.com.
Get out there. Yep, that's what we said. Get out there with your resume. It's true. You've heard the news about historic unemployment numbers, but there's positive news out there, too. Companies are still hiring. You just have to know where to look. And where you should look is CareerBuilder. CareerBuilder has over 300,000 open jobs listed right now, and most of the positions do not require a college degree or prior experience in the job title.
Today in Orlando, CareerBuilder has over 14,000 new job listings. Positions like retail supervisors, registered nurses, customer service representatives, and heavy and tractor trailer truck drivers.
Visit careerbuilder.com to create a resume for free. Upload a resume, search jobs near you, and let our technology connect you to employers. Now, more than ever, we're working to support the mainstream American workforce and to help you find a job fast. Visit careerbuilder.com. Career Builder, we're building for you.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds. Or your ex's Instagram? But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores, the score used by 90% of top lenders for free, even if you're not a customer. Checking your score won't hurt your credit, and you can check each month for changes always for free. The Discover Credit Scorecard, free for everyone. Learn more at discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
WDBO Orlando. WDBO FM Orlando. WDBO FM HD2 Orlando. W297BB Orlando. And WCFB HD2 Daytona Beach. Cox Media Group Station.
Powered by New South Window Solutions.
You know our name. WDBO.
Wait. Weren't you on 96.5?
Yeah, but we moved to 107.3 FM and AM 580.
Oh. So, what about my news? What about weather coverage and hurricanes? It is hurricane season, you know? Oh, and traffic.
Well, you still get all your news, weather, and traffic coverage that you come to rely on from WDBO. Oh, and you can still rely on us for hurricane coverage before, during, and after a storm. Welcome to the new homes of WDBO, 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's news and talk.
Welcome back to Around the House right here on WDBO 107.3 FM 580 AM Orlando's News and Talk. We probably got time to squeeze in one more caller at 844-580-WDBO 844-580-WDBO. And while you get that call lined up, George, you have a special message for a listener out
exactly.
there.
I wanted to say hello to Kay. You know, you was talking about 96.5 earlier. And I think I've probably been coming on this show for about 10 years of myself, you're 19 years. Mm-hmm. And ever since I've been on the show, Kay's been a caller. And while I was out, you know, and she called or when we were out, and she'll send cards or things like that. And we got great listeners, a lot of great listeners. But I just wanted to give a special thank you or hello.
A shout out
to Kay because, you know, she's just always, she's always been funny, you know, what she says. And just, I mean, she'll crack you up. But
she always supported the show.
She always do. And, you know, send, I mean, she's sending these great cards, just, you know, and a great little message that she sent, things like that. So
the world needs more Kays.
That's exactly right. Needs more Kays for sure now. But I just want to say hello, Kay, because I know you're listening, and I say thank you.
Okay? Yeah, definitely. That's a nice message. Yeah, it's all the changes. And then I was listening this morning before we came to the show and the staff. And something that one of my aunts sent me from Colombia, that was a nice message. I said, this world is made for two kind of people. People who cry and people who sell the paper tissues.
Oh, okay. I like it.
So I want to know who you are. Yeah. So you are the criers or the people who sell the paper tissues. And things are changing.
Yes.
Doesn't mean it's bad. It's good. Look at where we are right now. We're in the show. We're still changing. We evolve. We good things.
Yeah.
So let's don't be afraid to changes. Let's just change for good. And we have to say thank you to everybody and really thankful for the company. Thankful for the kind of co-workers we have, the people we have, the customers
we have. The listeners we have, exactly.
The listeners customers. That we have, the friends we have. So we never stop to say really thank you.
Right.
We always say, oh, we need this, we need that. No, really thank you. Thanks to Lord, thanks to everybody. And I appreciate everybody who helped me every single day to get it better. I want to just say all these kind of little words because lately, we just got hit by things and news and this the other thing. Yeah. No, forget about it. Last night I was enjoying my kids. I was walking with them, making suffer a little more than pushing my Alejandro. Go blow the things over there, the bunch of things they have to be when they will walk it and get, play with that. We can do things that they supposed to do as a kid. Oh, let me play in the computer. No. Just go enjoy life, buddy.
Yeah.
Go laugh. His cousin came in, and Tracy's damaging equipment here. And his cousin came in, and they just complained about everything. And they said, no, guys, enjoy life, because this is what we have. So, guys, I just want to say thank you to Tracy that you be here for supporting the show,
absolutely.
Supporting everybody here. George, you always are, I mean, so funny, so enjoyable. I mean, it's a really, really a pleasure to have you here. WDBO, we've been, a few weeks, they've been crazy here, trying to connect and trying to make it happen. You guys been stepping up, and thank you for that. I mean, it's, sometimes we don't say thank you enough. I mean, it's, thank you, Chris. You're helping us a lot. I just want to say really live here. We're going to change. We're going to the 580. We're going to 107.3. That's what it is, 107.3. We're going to continue. I want to continue with the show because I believe the show brings us a lot of the stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You
always, when you get that DBO customer, you know, it's an easy or a joyable because, you know, they really support you.
Yeah.
You know, that listener. I mean, it's a great group of people that listen to
I don't think
to
I started
show.
Listening to it until I started doing the radio show, and now that's all I listen to.
Yeah, same here.
Throughout the whole day.
Exactly. I listened to that one, and not just that. And when they call you, like the guy called before, we were able to help with something as simple. Maybe that 10, 15% in the electrical bill, it represents a lot for that person because we don't know where the other people is need.
Well, then you're also not just touching that guy. You're touching all of the listeners.
That you don't know where the other people are. So if we can help, that's all the show make their purpose, correct? Mm-hmm. So that's what I want to just say. We're trying to accomplish. If you guys got more questions, you always can call us directly. You can call George. You can call Protect. You can call Train. Me. Call me.
And
answer the phone.
It's hard to stop a train. It's hard to call Train.
You're welcome to call Train.
So, I'll call the Lick Doctor. What is the number?
407-426-9995.
Okay. Or Protect Air Conditioning and Plumbing Service. 407-291-1644. Thank you. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Y'all have a great week.
Reminder next week, everyone, that we'll be on 580 AM in 107.3 FM. Again, 96.5 HD2 will work as well. Or on your Alexa smart speaker or Google smart speaker, just say, hey, Alexa, play WDBO. Or, hey, Google, play WDBO. And, again, we'll be back again 7 to 9 a.m. on 580 a.m. and 107.3 FM. You're listening to WDBO 107.3 FM and 580 a.m.
This is the new home of WDBO.
WDBO.
107.3 FM and AM 580. Orlando's news and talk. And where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic 24 hours a day. Listen on the WDBO app or at WDBO.com. Live team coverage
starts now.
9 o'clock, and we have a forecast for more record heat later on today. We'll update you on that weather in just about 5 minutes. Our top local story, Florida recorded over 18,000 new coronavirus cases in the past 2 days. Senator Marco Rubio says health officials are telling him the case level may be peaking in mid-July. Seminole County also seeing more cases.
Yesterday, the county confirmed 235 new cases. Now, that doesn't come near Orange County's daily count of 989 new cases, but it's a huge increase for Seminole, who on many days during the pandemic has only added new cases in the single digits. But